The following is a live broadcast of a Lone Star Community Radio program, recorded and broadcasted live on IRLoneStar.com, Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1, and Facebook.com/IRLoneStar. For more information on this show, please visit our show page at IRLoneStar.com/shows. To sponsor or donate to this program, visit our donate page at IRLoneStar.com/donate. Or email us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or give us a call at 936-666-1084. Lone Star Community Radio production and broadcast is possible by folks like you. So sponsor and donate today.
Hey guys, Connor from the Ticket Stub, and you are listening to Lone Star Community Radio on 104.5 KCZW LP Conroe and 106.1 KZCC LP Conroe and worldwide on IRLoneStar.com.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Here we are again, July 13th, downtown Conroe, Lone Star Community Radio. And it's a beautiful day outside. Yes, it will get a little warm, but hey, again, it's July 13th. So expect that. FM 104.5, 106.1. And this is live Facebook on Conroe Culture News. And of course, we will share a link to the show later on. If you miss it, it's okay. You can go back and listen again. And there will also be a YouTube link. So today I have Marilyn Kazmierski. She's the Executive Director of Family Promise in Montgomery County. She will be the first guest, and then we're going to hear from Joe Lopez. He is with LMG Lopez Marketing, and he has worked on national campaigns with Ford, Walmart, Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, Kimberly-Clark, Quaker Oak, Coca-Cola, Nabisco. So he has a lot of great information of how small businesses and nonprofits can start to generate some more business during this crazy pandemic time that we're not sure when it's ending. But in the meantime, they need to make some business. So I'm excited to have him on the show to talk about that. So a couple of things. In downtown Conroe today, the Honor Cafe is opening up. And that is located at 103 Thompson Street. So if you know where the Owen Theater is, just stay on Thompson and go towards Houston. But not that far. It's just straight up the street. And they are a cafe that opened at 7 o'clock this morning, and I'm not sure when they close, but past the dinner hour. I think they're also doing like a watch party for Election Day tomorrow night as well. But it's a place to support veterans. They will have memorabilia from the military there on the wall. It's a place where vets can go and hang out and talk and tell their stories, share them with others. So go check it out. The Honor Cafe at 103 Thompson, open today. So another fun thing that's going on, Debbie Glenn at the Red Brick Tavern. She's also in a band, Southern Disposition. They will be playing July 18th and 19th in Louisiana at Bo's Extravaganza. So you can Google Bo's Extravaganza if you want to go see it. They're also, Red Brick Tavern is also catering for the people putting on the show. This is a birthday party put on by John Schneider of, what was the name of that show? Dukes of Hazzard. Thank you. Just faded from my whole everything real quick. So that's a fun thing. Of course, you can just go eat at the Red Brick Tavern, too, right down the street from us on Thompson. So there's music all the time, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Even while COVID is happening, you can go hear live music at Red Brick Tavern, Pacific Yard House, Corner Pub. They hope to be back in on the game soon. But until then, please frequent these local entrepreneurs in downtown Conroe. So with that, we're going to move into Family Promise and talking about what's going on with Family Promise, upcoming events, and who the heck is Family Promise? What do they do, Marilyn?
Well, Family Promise is a nonprofit that has been in Montgomery County since 2001, actually. We started as Montgomery County Interfaith Hospitality Network, and in 2009...
I remember that.
Yeah. In 2009, we became an affiliate of the national affiliate of Family Promise of Montgomery County. So we transitioned homeless families with children under the age of 18 into stability in a 90-day program. It's pretty remarkable because they come from trauma. Different things cause them to be homeless. It could be like loss of a job. It could have been an accident or an illness, or it could be domestic violence. Just different things have happened that have caused a decrease in income. We had a family this year that actually the end of last year that still had the effects of Harvey, and to the point where they were just in their car. So you just never know. So we do background checks, drug screenings. We make sure it's a family that we can actually have success, that they want success.
And it's a safe environment.
It's a safe environment. We keep families together. We just do everything's unique. It's a holistic approach to whatever they need to have restoration and get their feet back on the ground. So it's pretty unique. And it's been challenging because we have a rotation model with our families. We don't have a static site where we are currently. Our guest center is for case management and operations. So we use a rotation model, and we're housing our families in our faith community, Sunday school rooms, parlors, classrooms, wherever they had a spot. Well, guess what? With COVID, our faith community.
You can't go there.
We can't go there.
They're closed. The churches are closed.
And so they're not having any outside programs, so that has created a challenge for us.
Have you had families?
We have had families. It's been nonstop. We were fortunate to get some families in housing earlier, and we've just had to meet some unmet needs that we usually wouldn't do. We had to let the family save money a little bit longer. And our most recent family, you know, we have hotel shelter, and that's extremely expensive.
Yes.
Our budget wasn't set up for hotel shelter. It was set up for faith, you know, congregations hosting. Mm-hmm. And so that has created a lot of expense that we weren't anticipating. And then, of course, you know, the fundraisers, everybody's had to cancel or not be able to
yes.
have their fundraisers.
But you still had a very successful virtual fundraiser recently.
We were out of the box, yes.
I think that was one of the first ones.
Yes, and we had a virtual fundraiser, and so grateful that our sponsors didn't ask for money back, that they actually contributed to the Family Promise. But we have some great things happening. You know, we are just, it has helped us be creative and thinking, and how can we do this and keep our mission going and not miss a beat, because the need is great. We haven't been able to take on as many families because of the hotel sheltering. But like I said, this one family that we have now is going to be moving into her apartment this week. And so we're very grateful about that. And she's going to pharmacy tech school and working, and her kids are in childcare. So, I mean, really
stable.
They're mm-hmm. stabilizing. So it's really fun to see from coming from trauma to that stable, independent living.
And you love this. You're very passionate about this.
When you see the difference and the transition, I do. And the kids, especially, the children don't have a choice. And
right.
to have the children be able to have their own room and a wall to hang up their poster and a closet to hang their
clothes.
And
that is a thing, isn't it?
It's a thing. It's a big thing. It's not like I want the new toy. It's like I want my own bed and a wall. You know, we provide air mattresses. And I say it's half air mattresses will travel because they take it with them from each
That's
place.
Nice. Yeah.
But we are going to have a food drive coming up tomorrow. We hope to serve 200 families. It's going to be... we'll load up cars. It's 8 in the morning. The truck will be there to unload at 7 a.m. at Conroe Church of Christ. That address is 1860 Longmire Road. And we want everybody to know that they're welcome to come and get food. So we are helping the way we can with stabilization, as joining in with our community partners to host a
food. So what are the qualifications to get the groceries?
We're just going through we are not doing a big screening. Basically, we are going to have a short intake form, and
where's the food coming from?
The food bank. It's coming from Montgomery County Food Bank. Our case manager got certified as a food handler now.
Great.
We have a system. The food bank's has given us the directions on how the lines go and where the cones go.
Oh, and they're good at that.
How to keep the flow
going.
You know, we were supposed to have National Guard to help, and they had to leave for another assignment, but we are grateful to have probably 32, 34, 35 volunteers. We always like those young, strong muscles to come to unload the truck. That's always
wearing
helpful.
A mask.
Wearing a mask. We all have to wear masks. That's
yes.
required. I have one thermometer for temperature checks if anybody feels they don't feel good. I don't have more than that. Everybody in town's out of them, but we are doing the social distancing and gloves, the mask, the whole thing.
So that poster that you have, the image of the food drive, will be put up on Conroe Culture today.
Thank you.
If anybody wants to go back and look at that, they can see where the directions are, where it's going to happen. Now, it's also, I forgot to mention this, it is voting day tomorrow. So if you haven't voted, that takes you like less than 3 minutes, because there's only a few things on the ballot. And then if you're a family in need, go by and get some groceries, or maybe you might need some additional help, right?
Yes,
Marilyn,
we could use some strong muscles to unload the truck at 7 a.m.
7 a.m. Okay, so you can do that early and then you can go vote.
You
have to go to your polling location. You can't go to the 7 or 8 other places, but you must go to your own polling location. But they're open 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. so come on, seriously,
right.
Everybody needs to go out and vote. So you're having the food drive, and so you also have some other interesting things going on to earn money, right?
Well, we are. We have a coffee club, and it's on our website. We have a real simple way for donations on our website, which is familypromiseofmc.org. Just go to donate, and there's a coffee club. So for one cup of coffee that you might spend a week, you can donate once a month ongoing to our coffee club.
And you never miss it.
And you never miss it. It's just an automatic draft. It can be anywhere from $15 to hundreds of dollars, whatever you choose.
We do that every month.
Absolutely, you do, and it's so appreciated. And that goes for towards our unmet needs and operations that, you know, it's all, things are always changing.
But it helps you plan, too, if you know what money's coming in.
Absolutely.
You know, and even if it's $20, $30 a month, you really don't miss it, and that helps you organize, plan ahead all of your needs that you have.
And that usually grows during our fundraiser that we have in the spring, but we didn't have that. So we're trying to beef that up again and grow our coffee club. And then we're still trying to plan our end
bed
of
race.
The year events. You know, we have a bed race coming up. It's looking like it's going to be October 17th. That information will also be on our website. We're looking at the fairgrounds to be determined on the location. So you can build a bed, you can sponsor, you can get a team. So start planning ahead and thinking about that. And then we're either going to have chili cook-off or food trucks. That's still in the planning. You know, with COVID, everybody has to have plan A, B, C, and D now.
It's
and
true.
And then our first Saturday in December will be our fish fry, that our second annual fish fry at North Montgomery
County.
That's
a great event.
Yes.
You filled the building with people eating, buying auction items, silent and live auction. Of course, the food was wonderful, too.
The food was really good. So we have a lot going on. We're just trying to plan ahead, just like we don't have COVID, but we are having COVID. So,
right?
You know, we're
what
being
you
flexible,
do?
You know, like everybody else. You have to be flexible and have alternative ways, you know, whatever works. But Family Promise is still alive and well and thriving, and we're taking families. We have 3 on the list that are possible new families to interview. So, yeah, we're just...
So do you have any other exciting news that you want to share?
I do have some really exciting news. This
okay.
is an answer. You know, it couldn't be at a better time. We have had the goal of having a static site because with COVID, we can't house our families in our guest center. Well, we can't anyway. We don't have occupancy in our current location. So we are going to move forward for a static site, which means we can have our families stay there with us for the 90 days, so they'll have more stability.
And they don't have to go from church to church.
No, and our volunteers can come to us, and the life skills teachers can come to us.
And it's less strain, not only on the families, but the volunteers and the churches of
absolutely.
Setting up and taking down.
But we still need our churches and our volunteers, but mm-hmm. we can open up to more community partners to help as well. And then our administration offices will be there as well. We've identified a building on Old Montgomery Road, FM 2854, it hasn't been purchased yet, but we're working on that with the county. And we are really, it's just going to be a huge blessing because we can take care of as many as 6 families at a time rather than 3 to 4.
That's great. And there's such a need, I'm sure,
oh,
especially with things the way they are right now and people losing jobs,
yes.
out of work, businesses closing.
Yes.
A lot of businesses closing.
And
so.
with the unforeseen future, you know, we're trying to plan ahead. We're trying to stay one step ahead.
Not easy.
Every day. I mean, every day you think, well, today's challenge might be.
I know. So you also have the Facebook page.
Yes.
And it's FPMCT, but you can Google Family Promise and it'll come up in
yes.
the search box. Yes. But you got to make sure you hit the one for Montgomery County.
Correct.
Because this is a national organization.
Correct. And Facebook, if you even Google Family Promise of Montgomery County, it'll come up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But easily. Like us on Facebook. We'd love that. And we even have an Instagram now. We're kind of getting a little bit more fancy. And it's
trending.
Family Promise of .mc on Instagram. So we even have a blog added to our website now. We have an intern. It's been a blessing because we just need more help. You know, we have two.
So what do you need as far as help?
We need volunteers. We actually need some guest center volunteers, people to answer the phone all day on Wednesday, 9-to-1 shift or a 1-to-5 shift, Friday mornings. We have a lot of people on vacation this week, so we're trying to fill in the gaps of answering the phone and doing our jobs. So
if somebody wants to volunteer, you can usually find a place for them.
Absolutely. We can find a place for them. We will do some protocol for making sure they aren't sick. And we do background checks on our volunteers to keep our families and everybody safe. But absolutely, we give us a call. And we'd love to share all the opportunities to help. It's a place that everybody's respected, and we're doing good work.
That's wonderful. And you have a lot of success with Family Promise. All the families that you had, you know, even last year have moved on successfully, haven't they?
Yes, 100% of the families that we've had.
100%.
I 100% have found employment and are still stabilized since I became executive director.
Awesome.
So we're really excited about that. It takes a village, you know. It takes a lot of community partners
but
and
the future's
people helping
bright.
Us. And, but it's what's really nice is when people say, I've never had so many strangers show so much care and compassion for me in my life. I mean, that's a generational thing that moves forward. The children see it. The parents experience it.
And what a perfect role for you to be in.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for being the one that actually shared the opportunity with me. I was just, you know, kind of
it's a perfect place for you to be.
Cautious and, you
know,
wanted to make sure that it was the right place for me and for Family
Probably
Promise.
Still cautious at times.
And it's proved to be
good.
Something
the right place.
The right place, yes.
Perfect. Okay, so you can contact Marilyn Kazmierski at familypromiseofmc.org. Her phone number, her email is on there. Find out how to stay connected. You can see all the different programs they have. But go on their Facebook page because that is updated more regularly. And I'm sure she'll be sharing the image of the food drive there, as I will be on Conroe Culture News later today. And we look forward to the bed races.
Yes.
So.
And come to the food drive. Come out and help us.
Come
if you
help
want to,
or get food if you need it.
Or please share the information with others. You may have known somebody that could use a little
could
bit
use
of
some
lift,
help.
And this might help them out where they can pay another bill or just help them out. You know,
and even though
week.
Somebody drives a fancy car, you don't know they just lost their job.
Exactly.
Just keep that in mind. Don't profile people.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. We just don't know what their
we
story
don't know.
Is, and we can't prejudge. We
nope.
just need to.
Especially now.
Exactly.
Just be kind.
Exactly. Kindness matters, Margie.
Yes, it does.
So thank you for that. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
Of course.
Always good to see you. And thank you for having me. And
we have similar earrings on today.
And I have a pair just like that, actually. We could have planned,
that's funny.
You know, and matched.
Okay. Well, thank you, Marilyn. We're going to take a break and get ready for our next guest. And I'm sure you will be on the show again here shortly to talk about things.
Well, thank you. We'll give you the updates. Stay
yes,
the updates
we need updates on the site, on bed races, on anything else you got going on. Always welcome.
Thank you. There's going to be some exciting news on our static site, but I'll share it at a later date.
Okay.
Thank you for having me. Have
absolutely.
A great day.
Since 2004, Roger Stein Chiropractic has offered spine and joint manipulation services to residents of Montgomery County and surrounding areas. Conditions treated include lower back pain, migraines, headaches, whiplash, carpal tunnel, neck pain, sciatica, joint pain, sports injuries, herniated discs, and complications from pregnancy. Roger Stein Chiropractic, led by Dr. Stacy Rogers and Dr. Brian McGee, is an integrity-verified chiropractic clinic. Call 936-441-9990 for an appointment or visit RogersSteinChiropractic.com. That's RogersStein Chiropractic.com.
Does volunteering at a nonprofit horse sanctuary sound wonderful? Or are you a veteran or a veteran spouse and think trying a peer group session through a local Horses and Heroes equine program might be worth trying? Henry's Home Horse and Human Sanctuary, located in Grand Central Park by appointment only, is home to a growing number of rescued and donated horses. Visit our website at henryshomehorsesanctuary.org or check out our Facebook at Henry's Home Horse and Human Sanctuary for more information.
Hey, y'all. It's DJ Mike from Dan Simon, Texas. Join me Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. as I count down the top 10 Texas Red Dirt songs that are packing the dance floor. I'll be featuring local artists and the story behind the hits, shows in the area, as well as new songs that make you want to dance. It's Dance Time in Texas with DJ Mike on Lone Star Community Radio, 104.5 KCZW and 106.1 KZCC, Conroe, Texas, or online, irlonestar.com.
From the beginning, the main purpose of the Cooperative Extension Service has been to change human behavior by teaching people how to apply the results of scientific research. By utilizing a holistic, multi-level approach, Extension Family and Community Health Programs encourage health and well-being for everyone. Addressing values, concerns, and needs with reliable science-based information, Extension programs help people lead healthier lives. We are Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, helping Texans make their lives better.
Lone Star Community Radio is looking for those who are interested in hosting their own talk show. With monthly and weekly slots available in Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1, and on irlonestar.com. Start your own podcast, create your first YouTube channel, and be on TV. Contact Lone Star Community Radio online at irlonestar.com or call the station message line at 936-647-3776 to take your first step into the radio world. Lone Star Community Radio is looking for those who are interested in hosting their own talk show. With monthly and weekly slots available on Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1, and on irlonestar.com. Start your own podcast, create your first YouTube channel, and be on TV. Contact Lone Star Community Radio online at irlonestar.com or call the station message line at 936-647-3776.
Hello, we are back. I'm Margie Taylor, Taylorized PR, and this is live on Conroe Culture News. This show is sponsored by Roger Stein Chiropractic. I omitted that earlier, but anyway, moving on. We have two guests here on this second segment. I have Joe Lopez. He is with LMG Lopez Marketing, and he can tell you all about what that means. And Royce Brooks, who's a director of sales at the Woodlands Area Chamber of Commerce. Royce is joining Joe because they're working on something collaboratively to help grow local businesses. Is that correct? Okay. So tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you're a great marketer that has worked for huge corporations that gives you a lot of experience and knowledge. So share some of that with us.
We've been very fortunate. Been in the business since 1989. I used to work for Coca-Cola Foods, the national marketing out of Old Katy Road with Minute Maid apple juice, etc. But our firm has worked with Procter & Gamble, Kimberly-Clark, McDonald's. We do Hispanic PR for Ford in Texas. So we've been very fortunate. We do some work for Ready Clinics here all over Texas and in Philadelphia, creative content for social media, digital, et cetera. So we've been very fortunate. So because of that, our firm wants to give back. And so we've gotten at the grassroots level and have been reaching out to different different businesses, small businesses, whether it be a restaurant, whether it be a retailer, whether it be a manufacturer, and saying, how can we help? And my biggest advocate as far as getting us in front of people has been Royce, with what he's been doing and putting us in front of some people and say they need some help.
He's
great.
Good at
We're
that.
On our way. Oh, he's awesome.
He's great. He's a marketer too, from way back, right, Royce?
That's right. That's correct.
Okay. So, and then Royce, and how did you guys join up?
Well, you know, Joe was a member about 4 years ago with the chamber. And then he for a year or two, and then he dropped out, And then we were having our Economic Outlook Conference VIP event, and he and his wife were at the same Avenida Brazil. They were in the same place. And I saw him, and we stopped in, talked to each other for a little bit. I told him about some of the new things the Chamber was doing and how we're really focused on helping the smaller businesses and getting connected. And of course, the longer you work somewhere, the more you make connections. And, you know, this would be a good fit for you. This would be somebody good to meet.
Sure.
And so we started talking about that, and I've introduced him to several businesses. And, he, you know, he's helping them, especially, I assume you'll cover the Walmart program. But people are skeptical when you hear, oh, I just want to give back. And you think, okay, what's your hidden agenda? And I've known Joe for all these years, and I've seen him do is trying to help these businesses, and I know he's sincere about it. And when you know they're sincere, it makes it a little easier to do a little extra work and make that extra effort to make sure you're trying to connect them with someone.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And yeah. You know, it's all about being authentic and true to your word.
The biggest problem right now is that I think we as a community don't realize the power we have to be able to help small businesses. And so right now with the COVID issue, with people, jobs that are being created or have been created and that have been lost, we can go back and purchase from small business, like the little shop right next door that is helping local businesses. That's awesome. And I guess that's where we're coming in. Restaurants, let's go buy from restaurants. We're helping Casa Medina and doing that and helping them with banners and other things. Nono's Italian, they've had good success, and making sure that we're communicating to them what's available, what can you do, this, you know, giving them, I'll sit down and have coffee and give them ideas on what they should do, et cetera, et cetera. Royce is right next to me and saying, hey, let me share with some other people of what's going on. He'll get the chamber to go buy food. Him and JJ will, you know, make sure that they're buying food for lunch for the lunches of the staff, et cetera. It's been an awesome team that we've been able. But what got me into the Woodlands Chamber, back into it, is that they've changed.
And, they have.
And they've gotten, they were doing okay, but they really got into the grassroots of helping and providing programs.
They're walking the walk.
Yes.
That's awesome. A big deal. Yeah. You can't just talk about it, but you have to be present in the community.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. He's got a great assistant in Kelly, and it's not even an assistant. It's an associate because they work together.
Exactly. No, they do. I know. It's like a puzzle. It just fits really well.
And so that's what we've been doing. And we've been out there talking to people. People weren't aware that the Woodlands Township and the Shenandoah, which is awesome. They've reduced some of their guidelines with banners, et cetera. So you can put banners out there to tell the story.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yes.
And they relax their policies. And
so the people can put, we are open or we have curbside or any of that. So
the beauty of living in the Woodlands is, there's a lot of trees, but you don't get the business where people drive by. I lived by a McDonald's for 2 years before I knew it was by me. And my wife would get Big Mac attacks, and she'd want something from McDonald's. And I was driving 4.5 miles to McDonald's, and one day she accompanied me, and she goes, where are you going? And I said, I'm going to McDonald's. And she said, there's one right up the road this way. And I said, where? And she goes, next to the Burger King. I said, there's a Burger King? So I didn't even know that was there. So... So the
open up.
Having those banners out there, you notice them. I saw one that had a banner out that was great. It said something about, let us introduce you to our new location, your front door. You know, things like that. So you're thinking,
that is fun.
It's creative, and they're getting creative. And you see a lot of them have tents set up so that they can do the contactless carry out type thing. There's several restaurants that we've eaten at that'll do that. And that's kind of nice. And it's kind of convenient because you don't have to go in and wait. You pull up. And you're gone. It's great. So, anything we can do to help these small businesses, and it's not just the restaurants, but it's so many of them that are, dependent on the local traffic. And right now, you know, a lot of them only can have 50% capacity, and who knows what's going to happen in the future with that. So the more we can get the word out about it, the better.
And I guess one of the things that people want to understand is some of the big companies are also helping. Cats Coffee It's made here in Houston. The Houston Business Journal did a great story on them on how they went ahead and had to lay off or furlough a whole bunch of their employees during the COVID, the close down. And then they came back, but they still weren't able to hire everybody back. There's about 12 employees they haven't been able to hire back. And so my thing right now is helping them spread the word, get them out there. HEB has a great program. And in fact, they're in HEB program, HEB stores. They're in 25 HEB stores. And my compliments to HEB. And those are the kind of programs that we need to support and help. Hopefully HEB will expand them into all their stores, okay? Because that way we're creating more business. HEB has, you know, here's a good example. Sinless Sweets that HEB has. They have a local program, and it's part of their Texas Best program. They got selected. This is their private label that this company's produced it. It's Tidbits, and they're producing the
What are they? Little snack items?
Yeah, they're little snack items.
I'm getting hungry right
now.
Two calories in each one. You can eat a whole one.
I'll eat the whole bag right now.
And it's the same calories as one Oreo. And it's awesome.
I hope my husband's listening to that.
Yeah.
And so you go back with some of the programs, and I think we're trying to tell some of these manufacturers, hey, there's some other opportunities. You know, mm-hmm. First of all, like I said, HEB has the Texas Best program. They have the local supplier program that they go out and find local suppliers. The diversity program, okay? And then they also have Kroger has a local supplier diversity program. And then one of the biggest things right now that is Walmart. Since 2013, Walmart has a program called Made in USA Open Call. And so any small business or business that wants to get into Walmart can register. The registration date is from July 2nd to August 10th. And then October, if they get invited, obviously Walmart will go back and look at, you know, do you meet the criteria, insurance, capacity, type of product they want or need on the shelf. And so what will happen is...
But it's an opportunity.
Oh, it's a great opportunity because you get invited.
So if you don't know unless you try.
Yeah, and if you get invited, that means you're going to be in front of a buyer one-to-one. I've been able to go into Bentonville. They used to do this in Bentonville up to this year. And I've helped three businesses get into Walmarts because of that. And again, it's not that they're clients or anything like that. They're basically businesses that we as Lopez Marketing PR, we want to
You have
help.
A relationship with them, and you're helping them out.
We have friendships. At one time, they were we were doing work for them. Contract's over, but we have those relationships. I'll pick up the phone and say, hey, got some great products, et cetera. Right now, we're trying to get Tidbits in there and cats. Trying to get cats in there with one of their other brands in there. So, it's awesome. It's something that I think all of us can do. And he's helping me with other companies here. Joe,
do you have some in mind?
Tidbits was one that we sent to them.
Are they a chamber member?
Yeah, they joined about 2.5 years ago, and they came to one of our networking breakfasts, and they brought a sample that put it in all the bags for everybody.
I missed that.
You did. And then
where was
and
I?
Then they did a taste test at they reserved one of our conference rooms and invited about 45, 50 people, and then did different taste tests and gave those away. And then since then they've gotten into the HEB. Oh yeah, and so they're very popular. People like them. Again, they're 2 calories for a little snack. So a little cookie is only 2 calories.
That's good.
They're very good and they're somewhat filling. So and you eat 10 of them. Well, you've had 20 calories.
Drink your 2 glasses of water first, and then start eating them.
Yeah, so there you go.
Get more full.
Well, one of these bags. I don't think you'll finish it, but one of these bags is only the same calories as an Oreo. They're awesome.
That's good. I'm going to be looking for that. So where is this products? Where are they available?
Right now they're available in HEBs. They're about to register with.
Is this the same people, Tidbits
yes,
and Sinless Sweets?
Yes, Tidbits
Sweets.
Is their brand. Okay. And this is the private brand that they're doing.
That HEB labeled.
HEB under the Texas Best. My compliments to HEB for doing this program. And now, you know, Walmart and Sam's, they love the product, so they're looking at them, et cetera. They're looking at the cat's coffee, and that's what we're trying to do is help and open up the door. I'll be reaching out to Kroger and hopefully get Kroger to look at him. And anybody else that's out there that has manufactured products, call me at 915-772-8018. and we'll see what we can do to help you. 915-772-8018. And I think the other thing is we need to look at where people can apply. They need to go on the Walmart website, and it's called walmart.com/AmericanJobs.
American Jobs.
So anybody who's out there listening, walmart.com/AmericanJobs. If you have a product that has capacity that you're making, you need to go out and see, register.
Why not?
And yeah. Get ready. Heck yeah. I'll,
why not? You probably know of some, right?
I have some. And one thing I was going to mention is that you can always contact me at the chamber or Joe, and I can send you the link because I've got the email that he first shared with me, and I have the link to it. And, we'd love to
asset.
See
okay.
Several companies from this area qualify for
We're helping restaurants by buying and stuff like that. I think we're going to start. Royce and I are starting to gain weight because we're reading more than we used to.
Can you say what restaurants you're working with?
Casa Medina is one of them that we're really pushing. They're members now because they saw what Royce was doing. Nona's Italian restaurant.
They won at Taste of the Town last year.
Oh, my God. Best dessert.
Did they? They're awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Aren't they awesome?
Yes, and I have some ideas going forward, too.
Yeah. And one of the other companies that will probably become a member is 1-to-1 Printer, and they're helping us with some of the banners. They're going out there and saying, Joe, I said, I want to buy this banner. No. We'll help. And they'll give me a basically cover my expenses or my out-of-pocket costs. We'll take care of it. So 1-to-1 Printers, you're talking to them about being members. And yes. I think that's where...
So it's everybody working together,
yes.
Really, end of story.
Well, and 1-to-1 Printers, they
putting
said,
their
well,
skills
when
together.
When we opened up 20 years ago, we joined the chamber right away. So you kind of check that, list of the things to do. And they said, well, we just didn't do anything. And I said, well, we've changed so much because we have so many marketing and networking opportunities. It's just not
right.
It's not that you have to go to every event. There's other ways that you can market your services. And so now that we have that, it's a whole lot easier to explain that to people so that they know that they can be at
they don't have to physically be everywhere.
They don't have to be everywhere.
And you know what? When was the last time I was physically anywhere?
Yeah.
Well, Seriously.
You're physically like in 3 or 4 places at once, Margie.
Sure.
We know this about you. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, you were telling us everything. You know this town. Conroe backwards and forwards. Oh my God.
I do.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's awesome.
I do. I know the personalities. I know their stories. But that's what you do as well, right? You help tell the stories, advance them out so that people want to know more about them and engage, get their business, right?
Well, we're sharing the story right now. We've got some friends with NHPO, the National Hispanic Professional Organization, that right now have liked your show right now and are sharing it with their members. They've got like 500 members. We've got the Cámara de Empresarios, the Hispanic, it's more of a Hispanic restaurant / local retailers association. And they're on there watching it right now. In fact, the president told us that she'd be watching, et cetera. So we're gonna
no pressure on me, of course.
No. My compliments on the show.
Thanks for telling me.
My compliments on the show, and they're doing the same thing. Is trying. They'll do some on air, WebEx, et cetera, and highlight small restaurants, different companies that are out there. So. That's what's good.
There's a lot of things that people can do.
Everybody's working together. Yes,
ma'am. So you're doing this, but people really think outside their box. Like, there's other people that could be like a Joe and help other businesses.
Yes, ma'am.
Get out there, help your community, make sure that these small business, which is the base of all our economic, right, and finances, is the small business, make America go.
And
we need that. We need them to be generated.
The ripple effect of us helping a small business get strong again and grow is
it's going to help our economy.
The economy, that those dollars will circle. They'll be able to employ people that can go buy and shop and do stuff like that. So it's just
helps everybody.
We're creating a kind of a major ripple effect, if you will, almost like a whirlwind of positives.
So how can people get involved with helping you and be a part of what you're doing?
I think if they reach out
to Royce
at the chamber, sure. We'll connect.
You're the connector.
Yes.
I do my best.
He's you know, he's so humble.
They'll probably sing a song along with it.
He is so humble. I'll do my best. Yeah, right. Joe, how about this? Joe,
no,
how about that?
I know. That's awesome. I know Royce, and I know he's good at what he does, but he does it with passion, and he really cares about people. But he's a good one to connect because he knows a lot of different things, just trivia things, so to speak.
That's true.
So that's good. Let's see what else you had on here. Facebook marketing. Is that another way? That is a way where people can start.
Well, you're
marketing
their
business.
You're an expert at it. You're one of the ones that's helping you. I mean, I love what you say. We say the same thing. Let's tell the story. Tell
right.
your story. Use Facebook to tell your story. Use Facebook to share with people what you're doing, what you have, new recipes.
But make it engaging.
Yeah.
Don't just put some lines about what you do. Tell a story.
On a regular
Put
basis.
Put images.
On a regular basis. Tell people, we just got this new line in, or, you know, we've got this new recipe in, or we have the wine of the month, if you will, or we have, you know, the little store right next door. We just have some new, you asked them about what sells the most.
Yes.
And she said, body products.
Bath and Body Work type stuff, and then the clothing, yeah.
Yeah,
and
I bought some clothing there.
Yeah.
And they're all made locally.
And they're all local.
So that, people want to buy local. They want to support local, you know. And so that's a big selling point. But are you telling that story when you market it on Facebook? Are you saying, hey, this is a number one product, or hey, we just got new arrivals in of these wraps, or these necklaces, or these earrings. And you know what? They're made locally. So...
Well,
those are things you need to do.
Well, the other thing is that you can boost, and people don't realize, boost $20, $15, and you're reaching an additional 1,000 people.
That's absolutely
above
right.
Above and beyond your list, and get them to like it. Now you're increasing your likes and the viewers, and the boost is so inexpensive that people don't realize it. So Facebook, I think, is awesome for small businesses. You know, there's so many other things that can be done that we need to communicate, and I think we need to share with other people. I mean, he's telling the story to everybody of these restaurants and some of the other companies, so it's been great.
Well, and you do a great job
awesome.
As with like the business briefs that you know, if for the chamber members, they can have that in the monthly magazine,
and it's free.
And it's free, and you've got roughly 50 words that are going out to all the employees or employers in the Woodlands area that have 10 employees or more, even if they're not a chamber member. So, you know, it's a great way to get the message out about what you're doing.
And well, you can chambers just, really work.
Yeah, and, you know, you can do branding, or you can promote an event or a sale if you know in advance it's going to be coming up. And it's free to our members. So why wouldn't you take advantage of it? And you do a great job of it with your clients and making sure that they have something in there pretty much every month. And,
sometimes it's hard to come up with something.
I know.
I have
but,
to be creative.
You're creative. We're creative.
I think the other thing we can do is we can support those that are supporting. So, you know, the Walmarts and the HEBs and the Krogers.
Absolutely. Shop
let's,
there.
Let's shop local. Sinless Sweets. How can you help them? Go to an HEB and buy these products.
Mm-hmm.
And that way HEB says, oh, my God, this is working. Let's, mm-hmm. let's buy
this
some more.
This is selling well. Let's get some more on the shelves.
Go buy some of this Cat's Coffee. Okay, and get it to
that
sell.
That looks good too.
And it's delicious. You know what? They have a cafe de olla. This is the cafe de olla. It's coffee, Mexican style, and you go to Mexican
so
restaurants.
So stronger.
No. Cinnamon and chocolate.
Oh man,
et
I need that.
Oh my Lord, we've been able to. We when we go to Cancun, we grew up with it because I came from El Paso, on the border. But you go to Cancun, you go to Mexico City, and they'll say, "What do you want? Regular coffee or cafe de olla?" And people go, oh, my God, Café de Olla. Okay,
okay, so now I know. Yeah. I know the inside.
So Katz has created a formula. This is the best formula that I've seen.
And that's an HEB.
That's an HEB, yes. And so
okay.
is...
Normally I'm a Kroger shopper, but I might have to switch.
And I have a tour of their facility tomorrow at 10 to as he said, watch the magic happen.
Oh, my God.
At HEB?
No, at Katz's.
They're
local here. Yeah.
They're local?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where do they make it?
They're out on 249
290.
Or 290. I'm sorry, 290,
off of 290
and off at 610.
290 okay. in Tacoma.
Yeah.
Tacoma.
They're on Crawford.
In that
or Carbach Street. Carbach Street.
Okay.
Almost at the where 610 and 290 meet. It's in that general area.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wow. So, well, that's cool. Now I know, because I'm a heavy coffee drinker.
Oh, we're a half hour from our office.
Every morning.
We'll get you some coffee.
Well, I will pay for it. You know, I want to support businesses.
I'll see what I can do. I got a guy.
I got a guy.
Well, that's cool. I know. When I've been to Peru, the coffee is so strong.
Oh, yeah.
It's like way strong. You have to dilute it. But this with cinnamon sounds delicious.
Oh, this is, they've got a blend that is, this is, it's a great blend. My wife and I like the best blend that they have. This is our favorite, Café de Olla. But they also have a morning blend. And that morning blend, that morning blend is more of what you see in some of the like a McDonald's, where you go like, oh my God, this is kind of smooth, and that's
what my husband would like.
It's a lighter blend, if you will. Yeah, so it's awesome.
He's a light beer guy, so he's probably a light coffee guy.
True.
I don't know. So what else you guys got? We have a few minutes more if you want to talk about something else.
I can give you a little update on chamber activities, and I know you're aware of it, but we're obviously with the COVID issues, we've gone to, through the month of September, all events are not being held in person. We do have a volunteer appreciation luncheon at the end of August. It's going to be more of a drive-through type thing. It'll be we'll have car hops and everything. So.
Can nonprofits still register for that?
I would imagine they could.
Member nonprofits.
Yeah, I would imagine they could. Again, just contact me if you want to know. It's more of a Cindy question, but be happy to help them with that. And then, we've gone to a lot more of the Zoom calls. And you have less people than you would like at a business after hours, but a lot of times it seems to be more effective. We had about 50 people on our business after hours the other night. You had to drop off.
I did.
Because you had a sick dog. But the little breakout sessions and getting to know
some of
our
new members.
I didn't
know you could do that in Zoom calls, off. That was kind of cool.
We'll be doing that at the leadership retreat Friday. So you'll be in one of the groups for that. And it's a nice way to get, you're in with four or five or six other people. And
it's more like a small
group. And
have some
good conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we're focusing on that right now. And we thought we would draw a line in the sand, and people kept saying, well, is this going to go on? Is this going to? We said we just need to make a call. So we did. Unfortunately, we had to cancel the chairman's ball, which is always a great premier event. And
I know you were very involved with that. I was looking forward to going to Hawaii
again. Take me to Margaritaville. It was a luau, but such is life. And unfortunately, we had to do that for the safety of all. So we'll continue to look for ways to help our members get known, get the recognition. And get branding out there so people are aware of who they are and what services they offer.
Well, this is a great idea to team up and go to the small businesses and talk to them. What can we do for you? Are you marketing yourself well? What is your story? How can you help get your story out more? I think that's
why I rejoined.
Very,
because I saw that happening.
Very good opportunity.
I want to be a part of that.
It sounds like something I need to be part of too to help you out.
That sounds great. So, and I guess the other thing is that make sure that people don't forget walmart.com/AmericanJobs, because they pledged in 2013. This started in 2013. They pledged to purchase 250 billion products by 2023, and so local. When I say local, made in USA, and they're trying to help us help those that manufacture here and create the jobs here.
I just thought of one. RC's New York Pizza.
Yes,
he makes his own gluten-free dough and all that.
Awesome. And does he package and everything?
I think so.
Because it has to be packaged.
Yeah.
So they can go in the store.
A couple of your judges, too, from Taste of the Town.
Yeah. So we need to put this out there and let them know that this is available.
Yes, ma'am.
They need our help.
No, when you start thinking, you think of one, then it makes you think of another, then another, and then another.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you've come up with half a dozen.
I'm going to call him and ask him about that.
Yeah. Sinless Sweets. Let's buy Sinless Sweets at HEB. Let's buy Cat's Coffee. HEB.
Yep.
And then as we start getting into, hopefully Kroger will pick these up and say, you know what, I can.
They need to. They need to be part of this.
I know Walmart's already looking at some of these products and they want to help. So if we can just get everybody in, you know, it's funny how people, you tell the story and go like, yeah, I want to help. Let's put them in our program. Let's see how they can do. You have to qualify. You have to be at their level. But, my God, it'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. So does Kroger still have a presence over on David Memorial in Shenandoah?
Yes.
Yeah.
They did years ago. I hadn't been out that way.
I've tried to call I can't. With this COVID thing, you can't get through. So yeah. If somebody has somebody from Kroger's listening, reach out to me. I can connect you with some good local people that you need to help.
I know the manager over there on Loop 336 over there by what's the Johnson Development?
Mm-hmm. The old Camp Strake.
He would be the one.
Grand Central.
Yes, Grand Central Park. Mm-hmm.
You know what? What I also love to do is ask the medical center and ask them to see what they can do as far as buying local, because I don't think they're, you know, sometimes it's a lot easier to work with vendors you've already worked with, and so, you know, it's one of those challenge them to go ahead and buy local also.
Okay. Well, you have hospitals that are members. Maybe you can go that route.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, we have our own little mini medical center here.
Yes, exactly.
Of course, they're quite busy. They may not be an opportune time to present them with changing their dietary things that they're doing.
Well, not just food, but I'm talking about all the other services.
All the other products that they sell. Okay, guys. So, woodlandschamber.org. And for you, sir, Joe, it's lopezgroup.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is the best way to connect with you, email you, phone you, any of that?
I think the number is 915-772-8018. We always have somebody on the answering the phone, and we'll take it from there.
Well, wonderful. This has been a great show, and I look forward to hearing more about it.
Thank you.
I am Margie Taylor from Taylorized PR, and this is on Conroe Culture News and sponsored by Roger Stein Chiropractic. Y'all have a great week.
Today's show was recorded and broadcasted live on IRLoneStar.com, Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1, and all rights and ownership are reserved to Lone Star Community Radio. For more information regarding this program and Lone Star Community Radio, visit us online at IRLoneStar.com. Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's community radio station, serving the community with local programming on TV, radio, and online. If you enjoyed today's program, please support us by sponsorship or starting your own show. Contact us today by phone or text at 936-666-1084 or email the station at lscrstudios@gmail.com.